A young horse trainer shares his story about coming back from life-threatening injuries with appreciation for what he loves and is still able to do. Hi, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Meet Zane Volkman of New Franklin, Missouri, a sophomore majoring in equine ranch management at Northeastern Oklahoma A&M College.
I actually didn't even start out riding horses. I started out riding a cow. But then, you know, time went on. I go to my grandpa's twice a year and ride his horses. And then one year he gave me a little mare, and I rode her like crazy. And then as the years progressed, you know, I'd start buying horses and I'd start training colts and stuff. And I started my own business of training colts when I was 12 years old, and I've been doing that ever since.
He suffered a major accident 2 years ago.
On August 13th, 2012, I was pinned back to cattle up at Callaway Livestock Market and ran my horse underneath a pipe, grabbed hold of the pipe, let the horse run out from underneath of me, and I fell 9 feet onto my head, 3 brain bleeds, and broke my back. I was in the ICU unit for like a week, and then I was in my own room for days there, and couldn't ride a horse for 6 months.
Zane says that was the longest 6 months of his life. He got back in the saddle with help from Agribility Missouri.
My goodness, they are really, really good people. They want to see their farmers, their people they work with, succeed. And I can guarantee you they are helping me succeed in my horse training business. And, you know, saying that, yeah, you had an injury, but who cares? You're going to do the same things that you would have done without your injury, because we're going to help you. We're going to open the doors for you.
Zane is completely recovered with some minor short-term memory issues. He says he is much more cautious now.
Even, you know, to this day, if somebody brings me a horse and says, you know, Zane bucks pretty hard and we can't get him quit bucking, you know, I got to tell him I can't ride that horse because he's going to hurt me I also shoe horses. And if somebody brings me a horse to shoe and it's going to kick me and fight me and stuff, I can't. Chewing because I'm going to get hurt and I can't afford a second injury.
He says the accident made him more patient and tolerant.
I've always known you go to jerking and pulling and beating on a horse, it just makes them mad and they're probably going to throw you. So I really watch myself and I don't do that stuff. And my brain injuries really slowed me down when it comes to like patience and made me more attentive. So I pay attention more to the signs of my horses, and a lot of things aren't a big deal anymore because when you about die, you kind of don't get overly worked up about too much, and it just allows me to be calm around those horses.
I'm Julie Harker with Hoofbeat on Brownfield.